We're in Daf Samach Chamed Aleph, and the Gemara now is going to go through all the possibilities of all these fakers of the Nazir, that maybe he's Tamei, maybe he's a Metzera. How does he do it? So, but first we go to the Gemara, so first of all, with Kama we had before already, Tanami learned by Medra, when his others talking about Benazir's Muetis, if it's a short-term Nazir, it's 4 months. Avol Benazir's Bashana, if he took upon himself Benazir's of a year, then Oichel Bekotchim La'achash Teishanim. So every time, can they take a hegel for the year that expires? Because maybe he's a regular nazir, he's doing a year. So after 2 years, he shows the yain, he drinks wine, umetam mason, and he can tam mason la'achar arbashan 4 years. Okay, v'tani alone, then the braisa, then the Gemara will explain the braisa. This is how it works. Umigaleach arba taglachias, he takes 4 haircuts. Taglachas reshaina, the first haircut. Now the first haircut, we don't know what he's doing it for. Is he doing it because he's a metzera, a mochut? Now, really, he could take the haircut straight away because whatever it is gone. Question, what was it? But it's already gone. And because it's already gone, so they can take a haircut straight away. But he can't because maybe he's another. So, Tiglachas, the first haircut, maybe. Now, there's a number of questions there. Is he Tamei? Is he Mitzayir Mukhlet? Or is he just another Tay? So, what Kabbalah does he bring? He brings Tzipayin in the birds because maybe he's a Mitzayir, pigeons. Okay, so this person doesn't know whether he's a nazir, whether he's a metzora, leper, or whether he is tamei. So he takes the first haircut. He brings the two pigeons. That's the carbon that belongs to metzora. He also brings chatas ha'oif, because maybe he's not a metzora, but maybe what? Maybe he is tamei. A tamei brings a karma chatas. Now, a normal karma chatas he brings is an animal, but you cannot bring an animal on a suffix. So you bring a chatas ha'oif, a chatas of a bird. The only time you bring a bird is generally if you're poor. But over here, you'll bring a bird because we're not sure whether you even tummy at all. So you bring a bird and nothing's going to happen. Nobody will eat the bird. You bury it. And then put perhaps you're just a regular nazir. V'ayla's behema. You bring an ayla behema. That's the first one. The Gemara then will spell out each one, you know, what you have in mind at the time. Shnia, the second term, same sveikas. Is it the second phase of your mitzayra, saras? Are you tummy or are you tired? So, sorry, cannot be tummy anymore. Because if there's no mitzayir, then the first one you did was tumah, and this one is tara. So it's either the second phase of saras or tara, nothing else. So shni, the second one, maybe chatas ha'oif. You bring a chatas ha'oif, and an oil is behemah. You bring a chatas ha'oif because maybe the second phase of saras. Again, you can bring a behemah, and you bring an oil is behemah because maybe now you're nazir tara because the last time you were nazir tummy. Shlishi, the third one. Again, you have two sveikas. It can no longer be Taras, you took care of your Taras. It's either your tummy, or your tire. Maybe Chatasayif, you bring a Chatasayif, and you bring a Chatasayif, because maybe your tummy, and a tummy brings a Chatas, but you don't bring an animal, you bring a bird. And Oilabay, you bring an Oilabayim again, because maybe your tire. And Revi is maybe carbon tire. And Revi is you bring only the carbon tire, nothing else. Now the Gemara explains. Amrit, you say, Taglach Hazarishim, maybe, and the Mar explains, the first Taglach, you bring two pigeons, you bring a carbon for each one, for each possible suffix. You bring the pigeons because maybe you're Mitzayda, you bring Chatas Oil because maybe you're Tami, and you bring the Oilas, the Oil because maybe you're Tire. So, Manashach. How do you cover all your bases? Shabbat Gemaisi brought the right thing, because if you're definitely Mitzayda, let's say if you would have been a Mitzayda, the Lav Tami, you wouldn't have been Tami, what would your carbon be? Your carbon would be pigeons. So you're doing that. The chatas, one bird you fly, one bird you shechta, you take the bird to fly, but where do you do them? You do them outside the base of Hamikdash. So even if you got it wrong, you're not bringing kabbanis to the base of Hamikdash because it's all done outside the base of Hamikdash, as we'll soon see. The chatas ha'if, Safik, why do you bring a chatas ha'if? The reason why we bring a chatas ha'if is because Safik, ozal kvur. It's a bird, because a behemoth you cannot bring on a suffix. If you don't know if you did a veir or not, you cannot bring a chatas, an animal, a chatas, if. No such thing as if.
You can't change the first one.
You can't do anything, exactly. But a bird you can, because it's not so much if. You bring a chatas oif on a suffix, but then instead of the normal one where the coin is to eat the meat, the flesh, here the entire thing gets buried. And the Torah allows us to do that. So that's why you bring this chatas oif. And the oila that you bring is you make in your mind a dava. Now this oila, if I'm really a mitzayda, what's your problem? I brought a chatas oif, no problem, you bury it. What's the problem? I brought an oila. I'll have in mind that if I'm not really a nazir, this oila should be a donation. And you can do that. You cannot bring the shlamas of the nation, because you remember the shlamim by a nazir is different than an ordinary shlamim. You cannot, because an ordinary shlamim is, you don't bring any loaves of bread with it, and that's what you do. But you could have in mind that oil should be in a davar. So why are you waiting? Why do you wait another whole month? Why don't you give a haircut straight away? Because your mukhlet is over, and get over and done with. You can. Why? Because the dim alav mukhlet. Maybe he's not a mukhlet. If you're not a mukhlet, you're a regular nazir. A nazir has to wait 30 days. And when do we say that if you're mitzvah and you come clean, you take a haircut only if it's definite, avadai? But not when there's a safik. But Achmon Amateda said, if you're a nazir, ta'ala yoveh reisha ad malayis, until you complete your term. Now, let's say he wouldn't have been a mitzvah avadai, but vuhu tamei. Let's turn out to be that he's not a mitzvah, he's only tamei. We're trying to understand the kabbalas. So then what'd he do? He brought three kabbalas. He brought pigeons, he brought a chatas ha'if, and he brought an oila. It turned out to be he's not a mitzvah, but really he's tamei. So he did the right thing. Because the tamei brings a chatas, he brought a chatas. Vuhu tamei chatas ha'if chavasa. Then the chatas would be his chayva. I will buy the pigeons he brought. He has no need for pigeons. Where do you do the pigeons? Outside the base of Midrash. So there's no problem. You're allowed to do whatever you want. What do you do? You're shechting one bird, and in the blood, you take the live pigeon, and you put it in there, and you fly it away. Okay. There's no problem of chulin in the Azara. The oilless behemoth that he brought, it being that he's tummy, there's no oilless behemoth. It's in the tava. What happened turned out to be v'e lav mitzayra who v'lav tamei. What happened turned out to be he's not a mitzayra or tamei. What is he really? He's just a plain nazir. So again, there's no problem. What are you going to worry about? It's a part of the pigeon he brought. It's outside. Avroika misad. We already explained that it's done outside. Chatas o'ev. What about the chatas o'ev that he brought? He doesn't bring a chatas now as a regular nazir. Yeah, but the kvuda. We said before already, a chatas o'ev can be brought on a suffix and you bury it. Navas, the only animal. What did he bring? Oilet behema havi chavasei. He brought an oilet. Freddy Gemara, v'haboy asham, a nazir also needs an asham. The chayde, he only brought an oila, whereas asham, he needs an asham as well. We're talking about here something else. We're talking about the mitzayda. The mitzayda in the second stage cannot eat kachim until he finishes the second stage. The second stage, he brings a carbon oila, also brings in a carbon asham. Now, an Asham you cannot bring as a suffix. Why can't you bring an Asham? Why can't you make a Tanai in Asham? Say, look, if I was guilty, it's an Asham. If not, it'll be a Shlamim. You know why you can't do that? Because we already have the Gemara Zvachim. You're not allowed to reduce the time you can eat a carbon. A carbon Shlam you can eat 2 days and one night. A carbon Asham you can only eat night and day. So if you're taking this animal and you're saying, if it's not an Asham, it's a Shlamim, but it's a Shlamim that's cut down. And we don't allow you to do that because you're not allowed to bring kachin based on psul. You're not allowed to limit the time that a carbon can be eaten because maybe it'll turn into nice leftovers. So you cannot do it tonight. But in order for a mitzayda to finish his tzaras completely, because after he takes off, it takes the first haircut. You got to wait another. He goes back home and he stays 7 days outside his tent, and then he goes. Then he takes another haircut and he brings kabbanas, and then he's allowed to eat kabbanas. One of those kabbanas is an asham. So what does he do? How does he do that? The Gemara. What?
You
can't because it's suffix. So what do you do?
You could end up with this
Asham
being
nosa,
like leaving.
Yeah, so what you're not allowed to bring an Asham on the suffix. And that's but the reason I just gave you a reason why not. Answer the Gemara, you're right. It's a problem. But this Mishnah here follows up Shimon. What does up Shimon say? The Amar, he argues what I just told you before. Maisi and Master. He holds that you're allowed to take an Asham and make this tonight. Bring it and make it tonight. That if it's an Asham, fine. And if it's a Shlamim, fine. He doesn't have worried about the problem. You're reducing the time. So this Mishnah has to follow Rav Shimon. And therefore, the Metzeda takes care. He also brings, we didn't mention it, but he also brings an Asham as well. And he makes that condition. Okay, that takes care of the first month. We covered all the bases. Taglach HaShniyah. 30 days later, because again, maybe it's another Torah, so you gotta wait another 30 days. What are the possibilities now? There's three possibilities. Either he's a Mitzayra the second stage, or he's tired. If he's not a Mitzayra, then last month what you did was Tameh. So there's only two options. Either he's a Mitzayra and this is phase two, or he never was a Mitzayra, so this is another phase two. The first time he was Tameh, now he's tired. So therefore, Taglach HaShniyah Vishlishi Sipoyin Letzadi Da Ovid. So they said the second and third, we're not going to bring pitchers again. Why are we going to bring pitchers again? The Ovid, he already did them the first time. Ma'ika, what are you going to say? Dilma vade muchuhu. What are you going to say? Why should he bring again? Because maybe he's a muchlet, and maybe he wasn't tamei. He already takes care of it. He already took care of it. The pigeons took care of the mitzaras. If he's a mitzayda, then this is stage two. So he already brought the pigeons for the first one, and there's no tumah over here. So stage two, there's no tumah whatsoever. Taglachas v is maybe carbon tara. Now the fourth, what do you call it? The fourth one, he brings just a carbon tara masni. The fourth one already, there's no other sfeikas. In the fourth one, the fourth month, it's finished already. The tumor, if it was, you were finished already. The tzaras, if it was, is over already. So what do you have left now only? The possibly irregular, possibly a nazir, possibly not. So you bring the normal kabans with nazir, and you make it tonight. And this is what you say. If I was a nazir in the beginning, I was never a mitzvah, so that means I was yetzer my oila the very first time. And I'm bringing three kabanas again. One of those three kabanas. Two of them I didn't bring before, but one of them I brought the oila before, so I'll say. The first oila I brought was the one from 2 or 3 months ago, was my oila of a zuna dover. And not like Rabshu, remember he said yesterday, how can you divide it so far apart? We said even Rabshu himself was just teasing the students to see whether they could figure it out. And let's say that he was tameh. And he was a mukhla as well. So the cheder, this is the time that he's a nazir. He already brought an oil before. Oil to shine the davar. Then we'll look at the first oil that he brought. That was purely a nedava. Vezu chayva. This is the one that's a chayv. This is the one that he takes care of his nazir. Vezeh shaka bani. And the other animal he brought, that's the rest of the carbon. Okay, tamei. Yeah. Tamei. A tamei safek muchad vaday. What about if you're a tamei safek, and you, let's say you're not sure? Now we'll go through other possibilities. What happens if it turns out to be? What happens if you're not sure if you're tamei, but you know for sure you're mitzayda? What do you do then? Then if you, what did we learn before? If you know for sure you're mitzayda, you don't have to wait to take a haircut till you finish your 30 days of naziris. Tzaras pushes away the nazir. So the first day of nazir, you just finished your nazir, your tzaras. The very first day, you take a first haircut. 7 days later, you take your second haircut, and now you're allowed to eat kachim. So tamei safik. If you were a tamei, you're a safik. And a muchlet vaday, but definitely you're inside oichel bekachim la'achashmoni. I mean, so when can you eat kachim? After 8 days, because the first day of your nazir, you're going to take your first haircut, because a vaday mitzayra. Vadim and Tzera, we're talking about you finish your stage of Tzera Mukhlet. It takes a haircut during Nazir, and then you wait 7 days again, you take another haircut, and puts the Vada, you push it away. So 8 days later, you already can eat Kabanas. But now you're not sure in the next stage, are you straight into Nazir Torah, or maybe you're Nazir Tamei? It's a suffix. So what happens then? Vishayzi, Shayzi Yain, you cannot drink wine. Or Umitame Lemesim, you cannot drink wine. Ubimitame Temesim, until Achashishim Vishiva Yamim. You need another 60 days. Why another 60 days? The first 7 days we said in the Kabbalah. Another 60 days. You know why another 60 days? Because maybe you're Nazir Tamei. Nazir Tamei has to wait. Nazir Tamei only waits 7 days. But when it comes to the end of the 7 days, you want to take a haircut and everything else, we say, no, maybe you're Nazir Tamei. Can't take a haircut yet. And you don't finish your Nazir Tumah until you take a haircut. So you got to wait 30 days to take your haircut from your Nazir Tamei. And then when you take a haircut, you say, oh, who told you you're Nazir Tamei? Maybe you're Nazir Tamei. Wait another 30 days. So you got to wait another 67 days from your first haircut. 7 days to finish the second stage of your tzaras. And then another 60 days to cover the two options, you cover your bases of Nazir Tamei and Nazir Tamei. What about the other way around? Muchlet safik v'tamei vadei. What about if you're a safik, if you're a muchlet, but you're definitely tamei? What about if you're a safik, if you're a muchlet, and you're a vadei tamei? So now, safik muchlet, you cannot deal with your tzaras straight away because maybe not a tzaras, you can't take a haircut before your 30 days expire. So you got to wait both stages 30 days. But you're definitely tamei. Now, definitely tamei is, if you're tamei, you just wait 7 days till you're clean and then you right away you take a haircut. So, Oichel be kachim la'acha shleishim v'shiva yamin. You can eat kachim after 37 days. You can eat kachim after 37 days. V'shayisi yamin la'acha shivim v'abo yamin. But you cannot drink wine for another 30 days because maybe another tired. So you wait 7 days and 30 days. So total 74 days. What about a tamei vada and muchlet vada? You're definitely tamei and definitely a tzaras. Then, oichel be kachim la'acha shmeini yamin, because you take your first hiccup straight away and then you wait 7 days, no questions asked, 8 days. And if you're definitely tamei, so then you another 7 days straight away, you become tired and you take your haircuts. V'sheisei yayin, you drink wine, amazing, la'acha boyim, aboyim. And then 44 days later, in other words, after the 7 days are over, you wait another 7 days, you take your, that's 14 days, and then you're another 3 days, it's 44 days later. Okay, that Gemara went through all the possibilities. Now the Gemara has a question. Very simple. Shalu Talmid of Shemini Choyi. The Talmidim asked of Shemini Choyi question. What happens? We want to ask you a question. Why can't you use one haircut to cover two possibilities? So why can't you? What happens? A Nazir Toy. You're a regular Nazir, and a Metzayda. Now, if you're a Metzayda. If you're Mitzayda, you need to take a haircut. So why can't you have one haircut to cover why don't you wait till the 3 days are over, right? Suffolk Mitzayda, we say we're not sure if you're Mitzayda or not. So why do we say before? You wait 30 days. You take a haircut, that covers its ras. Wait 30 days. Take a haircut and say that haircut covers both. You were a Nazatari for the last 30 days. You behave like a Nazatari. Take one haircut. That haircut covers your Naziris. Taras, you have no choice because it's a Suffolk. A Suffolk Taras, you cannot take a haircut straight away because a Suffolk Taras, you can't take a haircut straight away because maybe you're Nazir.
But here they're asking about a
Mitzvah Vada when you're asking the question. They're saying he's a Nazir Tahir. You could be talking about two things. You're talking about a Vada Mitzvah, but the Vada Mitzvah expires at the same time, more or less, as the Nazir Tahir. Or is it something? So let's take it the easy way. So Vada Mitzvah, but expired more or less at the same time. Take one haircut and that's it. Why do we need two haircuts? That's the question of Shemini Choyi. Nozit Torah Mitzvah, Mao, Shigaler, Taglachas, Achas, can he have one haircut? I have Oil, Lelekan, Lekan. Here and here.
The one haircut should cover both.
Yeah. Amal, and he said to them, Ein Megalech. The purpose of the haircut is very different. Therefore, they cannot take a haircut together. What do you mean? Amru loy lama. They said, Ebbe, why not? Amalani said, I'll tell you why. There's two possible reasons why you have a haircut. One is to remove your hair. One is to allow new hair growth. Now, the first tzaras, why do you take a haircut? In 7 days, take a second haircut. So why take a haircut now? In order for the hair to grow, and we learned before that 7 days is enough for the tip of the hair to roll back to the roots. So the first haircut of a tzaras, the purpose is in order to regrow. The purpose of removing the hair of a nazir is to get rid of the hair that you had during the nazirus. Two different purposes, two different ends. They can't. That's what he's saying here. Ilu zele gadol vezele gadol. Both of them had the same purpose, to grow hair. Uzele ha'avi vezele ha'avi. Both of them had the purpose, to remove the hair. Then yofat ma'amim. Very well what you said. But now, nozi lahavir umetzayda legadrul. But now you tell me the nozi's purpose is what? To remove the hair. And the metzayda's purpose is what? To grow the hair. So therefore, how can it work? It can't work. There's two different purposes.
But the final
haircut
of the
metzayda
after 7 days.
That's not a question. Okay, I understand that. But why? Okay, I understand that it doesn't work for mechaluta the first stage because you just explained. The purpose of the haircut is to regrow hair, and the purpose of the second haircut is to remove it. Fine. Oh, but vitala le me sifra. Why doesn't it work? Le me sifra. Let it work for the second stage. The purpose there is to remove the hair, and that's it. And the same thing is for nazir. So why can't you have one haircut for both? So he says. And he said to them again, although the haircut is the same, but you see there are differences in the haircut when exactly you make that haircut, but the relation to the kabbanis, which tells us that they have different in yonim. If both the haircut, sai of the mitzayir and sai of the nazir, was done before you sprayed the blood before you did your kabbanis, then you're fata maimim. That's very well what you said. Ella mitzayda lif nezikas damin the mitzayda The tzeda, you do it exactly. The nazir lachazik is amim. By nazir it says begilah roshah b'yom taharasei. B'yom taharasei, we say b'yom hashmini yigalchenu. So we say b'yom hashmini yigalchenu after he brings his kabbonis. The last activity that a nazir does is removes his hair. By a mitzvah, he removes his hair before he did the kabbonis. So we see the fact that in relation to kabbonis, there are different stages, must be that the purpose of the haircut is different. So how can you have one haircut to be yotz above? V'nazir lach is damim. Okay, said the Gemara student, asked the question again. Okay, we understand. Okay, we understand what you say now. You cannot have one kicker to cover either stage of your tzaras with naziris. Maybe that the nazir toy doesn't work because you have to recut your hair after kabbonis. But a nazir tamei does not cut his hair after kabbonis. A nazir tamei cuts his hair before the kabbonis, and a mitzayda cuts his hair before the kabbonis. So why can't you run here? Haircut for tummy. In the case of it has to be the final. Amalehen, he said to them, there's a fundamental difference between the two in relation to the mikveh. Amalehen, ilu by Mitzayit, it says, uveyem hashvi. Yigaleach kosari, v'roches psari b'mayim v'tar. So by Mitzayit, it clearly says he takes his haircut first. And then in the mikveh. And by another, it's the other way around. He goes to the mikveh first, says, achat harasai. So he goes to the mikveh first, and after, it says, b'yem tarasai, after he went to the mikveh, he takes his haircut. Means that the role of the haircut is very different. They both took a haircut prior to going to the mikveh, then yafat ha'maimim. Well, what you said. Tomei goes after the mikveh. Umitzayda lifnei b'yis maim. For the mikveh, they don't work out.
In other words, the whole body in here, just the hair, that already says in the beginning
we're focusing on the head part, forget the rest of the body. They said to the Rebbe, Yafa Marta. Look how it's a little bit chuspidic. Good answer, but we still are not happy. Amri, you explain. Yes, exactly. There's another.
I learned last week that Rabbi Shimon Hushkul Shinov, because he was chuspidic about his Rebbe.
Okay, Amrullah is a Lashon Achron. The Lashon Achron is another way of how they had the discussion. That the Tamid themselves figured most of it out, and they just had stuck with the last question. Amrullah, they said to their Rebbe, Yafa Marta, well that you said that they don't work together. It doesn't work together for the counting and within the Zidis, even in the second stage, because of the relation vis-a-vis the Kabbonis before carbon, after carbon. V'talaloi lemei chalutin, or will it work for you? Mechalutin v'tumasa, this is the gadol. Because the hair, but lechayde, let it work for you. May chalutin to masai. They went straight to the final question. Let it work for the lechayde chaluta. We understand why sifri, but let it work for chaluta and tuma. We understand regular nazir, because we said before the purpose of the hair is different. Here's to cut and to regrow, and here's to cut off. But lechayde, why not tuma v'tuma? What's the purpose of taking a haircut by tuma? To regrow, so you can have 30 days of growth. So that was a question. Amalan, he said to them, "Im nazir toyer v'hum mitzayda." So he said to them like this: if he's a nazir toyer, so a nazir toyer doesn't work because the nazir toyer's purpose is to cut off the hair altogether, and the mitzayda the purpose is to regrow. Zel the gadol habit. The im nazir tam man. If you're asking me, it's a new kumar. It's same idea discussion before, but different way.
Yeah. This early question was that there was a vaday. It was only a question of time.
Yeah, but here he's going through the same thing as before, but it's all in one go. Instead of going step by step and they're constantly challenging him, they asked him a question from Nazir, from straight to Tumah, and he goes through all the possibilities. Yeah, the problem is, he said, in fact, this is a braisa, that if he's Tumah and a Mitzayda, why he can't have one haircut for both? Because, And if he's a toyer and he's a mitzayda, also doesn't work because the lifnei zrikas dam is al achas zrikas dam. So what Rabbi Shimon Yochai says is actually a brisa. Says Gemara should take lachas. Might as well go to the finish of pedik. Next pedik is a lot more straightforward. Shetaglachas hanega boy Rami Bachama has an interesting question. Hani arba taglachoy. We said in the Mishnah he's a suffik mitamei and he's a suffik mitzayda and a vaday nozir. He needs four haircuts. What's the purpose of the haircuts? Is the pshat the main purpose is he shouldn't have any hair in his head, or is the act of cutting hair also mitzvah? Is the main thing the outcome, or is the main thing is the way it's done, the method? Hani arba taglachi is the karma. Is it mishum mitzvah? Is a mitzvah take a haircut? Or mishum avuri sar tuma, to remove the hair of tuma. You know, is it the end game or is it the method as well? Is it a mitzvah or is it just we want to remove the hair? What's a chiluk? L'mayin af kamina. Instead of taking a haircut with a razor or that, I use some kind of a potion that is a hair removal. Removes all my hair. Depends. It is a mitzvah every step of the way, whether you're mitzvah or the tummy, there's a mitzvah to cut your hair off. Then you can't eliminate, bypass the mitzvah by using a potion. You have to do the method prescribed in the Torah. But if the purpose is the end, that to have no hair left.
And what's the difference?
Yeah. You cannot use this kind of a potion. But the whole purpose is to get rid of the hair of tuma. Then even using some kind of a potion is good enough. My, what is it? Yeah. It says it says now Mishnah you got to take four haircuts. If you're going to say. If the whole purpose is to remove the hair, tumah, that's the whole purpose to remove the hair, tumah. In other words, why you would say that you had hair, we won't get rid of that hair, or why you would tell me that you won't get rid of it. Then I feel b'sholosh nami sagile. Then even three would be enough. You take a haircut at the end of your tzaras and the tumah, make one haircut for both, because you got rid of all your hair, tumah. Why do we have? Yeah. So why do you need? Four haircuts? Shmamino shemitzah shmamino is a raya that it's a mitzvah and you cannot bypass any one of the haircuts. You got to do them properly. Hadna lochnei nazirim, and we are up to now the next and final pedik.